It's 28 to 8, and Warwick Hadfield joins us now talking sport. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
Warwick Darren Lockyer, one of rugby league's greats, going to hang up the boots amongst all sorts of front and back page tributes, not surprisingly.
Yes, Fran, and I think all those tributes can all be summed up this way. This was the finest Roman of them all. Lockyer was an 18-year-old stripling from Roma when he made his debut for Brisbane against Parramatta. The Broncos winning that one 60-14, and it's just continued that way ever since. Over 17 marvellous seasons, he has achieved just about all there is to achieve in rugby league as a player and as a captain for Brisbane, Queensland and Australia. No less an authority than Phil Gould has described him as the best fullback and the best 5'8 in the world at the same time. He's won the club championships, State of Origin series, led Australia with distinction, and probably sits not just alongside the King, Wally Lewis, as one of the game's finest, but also Puff the Magic Dragon himself, Reg Gasnier.
And is he going too early, Warwick?
Oh, no, he's not going too early. I think he's just chosen the right time to go. He's 34, he's done it all, and I think about the only challenge that's really left to him as a person in football is a premiership as a coach. And so, amid all those tributes, Fran, there is this smiling inevitable speculation of his future as a coach of his much-loved Brisbane Broncos. It goes like this. Wayne Benny Bennett, he's going to go back to Brisbane next year, and there under his wing is his much-loved Darren Lockyer, learning all those coachy things from the master himself. And also in rugby league last night, North Queensland had a good win over Melbourne, 34-6, and that result from Mungo Monday takes us to the NRL ladder. The Berries, the Knights, the Broncos, the Cowboys, the Dragons, the Sea Eagles, the Storm, and the Sharks making up the top eight. And it was also Netball Monday, but not a particularly good one for the Australian sides at the end of rivalry round. The WBOT Magic went all the way to Perth to get the points, courtesy of a goal to New Zealand champion Irene van Dijk, right on full time, 42-41. And in the other game, in the other direction, over there in Invercargill, Adelaide was beaten by Southern Steel, 52-48. So the ladder, the Firebirds, the Magic, the Swifts and the Vixens comprise the top four, Fran.
And AFL history will be made this weekend, Warwick. I'm looking forward to this. The Gold Coast Suns on the paddock for the first time.
Yes, Fran, and the Gold Coast has confirmed that Darren Lockyer's old Brisbane Broncos teammate Carmichael Hunt will make his AFL debut, along with the whole club, of course, in this game against Carlton at the Gabba on Saturday night. Coach Guy McKenna has a message for what he called the naysayers, those folks stretching from the Brisbane River to the Yarra, who would have Hunt's selection as a marketing ploy. McKenna says that Hunt has made every post a winner since quitting the rugby codes and is now the third best defender at the Suns behind AFL veterans Campbell Brown and Nathan Bock. Certainly it's a marvellous achievement to have played three codes of football at the elite level. And in round ball football, the World Game Aroos are well and truly back to the elite level, playing Germany tonight or early tomorrow morning, depending on where you're listening to this. The last time they played each other was in the World Cup last year. 4-0, ouch, past the Pims. And this time new coach Holger Asik gets a chance to evaluate Australia's improvements since then, particularly the new generation that has the job of carrying the World Game Aroos to the next World Cup in Brazil, which has me wondering if Sergio Mendes will put the band back together again for Brazil 14. In tennis, Sam Stosur has copped a belting in her fourth round match of the Miami Masters, beaten 6-4, 6-1 by Maria Sharapova. In athletics, Jana Rawlinson is set to run her first race in Australia for 5 years, all happening in Perth this weekend and under the knowing eye of her former coach, Phil King, the other half of the fated Debbie Flintoff-King gold medal in Seoul in 1988. In cricket tonight, New Zealand play Sri Lanka in the World Cup semi-final, and a couple of other tidbits before I go, Fran. Happy birthday to Sam Loxton, one of Bradman's Invincibles, turning 90 today. And from happy returns to an unhappy departure, perhaps out of Canberra, whispers that I'm trying very hard to confirm at the moment of a massive shake-up at the top of the Australian Sports Commission. It seems the CEO has been, or is about to be, shown the door, and it might even be the same door that Kevin Rudd saw. More sport tomorrow, Fran.
Ooh, keep on at Warwick. Thanks very much. It's 24 to 8 on Radio National Breakfast, and Michelle Grattan's up next.